Alison will start us off with stories following last week's general election.
Last Thursday's election saw major changes in Norfolk. We start with a brief summary, followed by an introduction to the man who managed to unseat a former Prime Minister, and news of a close shave. Not everyone is thrilled at the result. Concerns have been rapidly expressed about the new government's views on pylons and house building. After this section, we'll hear some of the evening news readers' reactions. But first, with a quick overview, here's Phil.
Voters have returned Norfolk's most politically diverse MPs in history in an election which reshaped the region's parliamentary landscape. The county's 10 seats are now represented by members of five different parties for the first time, with four Labour MPs and three Conservatives and one each from the Liberal Democrats, Reform and the Greens. Lowestoft now has a Labour MP. The results represent a huge change in the region, which for generations has been dominated by the Tories. The most notable result was in southwest Norfolk, where Liz Truss became the first former PM to lose her seat for almost a century. The results helped propel Labour's Sir Keir Starmer to number 10, where he pledged a mission of national renewal.
He achieved something not seen in British politics for almost a century, unseating a former Prime Minister. For Labour's Terry Jeremy, it was the biggest moment by far of his near two-decade political career, as he dethroned Liz Truss to become the new MP for South West Norfolk. The 49-day Prime Minister had held the seat since 2010, but saw her 26,195 majority swept aside by the County Councillor. Mr. Jeremy won by 630 votes, shaking the hand of Miss Truss, who congratulated him before making a swift exit without making a speech. The 38-year-old, who's been a Thetford councillor since he was 22, said being local was absolutely crucial to his victory over the former Prime Minister. It came up time and time again on the doorstep, he said. People wanted a local MP who they felt knew and understood the area. That had been a key criticism of the previous MP. The fact that I'm born and raised in Thetford, the biggest market town in southwest Norfolk, was an advantage. People know me, and I had people who were prepared to vote for me in this election who'd never voted for me in the past.
A Labour supporter who vowed to never shave his beard off until a Labour government comes back into power booked an appointment to cut it off. Martin Sloman from Sherrington in North Norfolk grew his beard in protest after the 2010 election result, vowing to not shave off until a Labour government wins again. It was the first beard he'd grown. Mr. Sloman, 78, said after the dreadful Liberal Democrat and Conservative coalition government came into power, I vowed I would not shave it off until Labour came back into power. Whether I grow it back afterwards will be down to the response from my wife and children.
Campaigners fighting proposals for miles of pylons across Norfolk and Waveney have said they're on tenterhooks after suggestions that the new Chancellor could make it easier for such schemes to go ahead. Rachel Reeves, who's previously given her backing to the pylon route, used her first speech in her new role to emphasise the need for growth to fix the UK's economy. While she did not specifically mention pylons, the Chancellor said the government would set new policy intentions for critical infrastructure in the coming months. She said, I know that there will be opposition to this. I'm not naive to that, and we must acknowledge that trade-offs always exist. Her comments have alarmed campaigners against National Grid's proposals for 114 miles of pylons from Norwich to Tilbury, including in the South Norfolk and Waveney Valley.
The new Labour government has been slammed by Norfolk campaigners as barking up the wrong tree over its proposals to get more houses built. The Norfolk branch of the Campaign to Protect Rural England said new Chancellor, Rachel Rees, was going after the wrong targets in forcing mandatory housing goals on local councils. David Hook from CPRE Norfolk said she's blamed planners and said they're the blockers. But the planners have done their bit and have allocated the land for building. I'd say it's the developers who are the blockers because they are land banking. They're waiting so they can sell the homes at the highest possible price. Ms. Reeves, in her first speech since Labour's general election victory, said she would reinstate compulsory house building targets for local councils as part of plans to build 1.5 million new homes in the next 5 years. Ms. Reeves insisted she wanted to see social and affordable homes built.